What are the different phases of DMARC deployment? The article discusses the importance and process of implementing DMARC, domain-based message authentication, reporting, and conformance, to enhance email security and protect against spoofing, phishing, and email fraud. DMARC is an email authentication protocol that works alongside SPF Sender Policy Framework and DKIM Domain Keys Identified Mail to ensure that only legitimate emails from your domain are delivered. To implement DMARC effectively, the article outlines several prerequisites, setting up SPF and DKIM for your domains, ensuring a dedicated mailbox for receiving DMARC reports, and obtaining login details from your domain host. You should also check if a DMARC record already exists and authenticate third-party vendors. The DMARC deployment process is divided into five phases. Choosing a DMARC policy. The three policies available are none monitoring only, quarantine suspicious emails are sent to spam, and reject unauthenticated emails are blocked. The recommendation is to start with none and gradually move to stricter policies as you analyze the reports. Publishing, updating the DMARC record. Create and publish the DMARC record in your DNS settings using a DMARC record generator tool. Analyzing reports. DMARC generates reports in raw XML format, which can be difficult to read, so using a DMARC report analyzer is advised to interpret the data and address any issues. Gradual policy enforcement. Begin with a P equals none policy, then move to P equals quarantine, and finally P equals rejects as you become more confident in your email authentication setup. Monitoring authentication success rate. Continuously monitor the success rate of email authentication to ensure ongoing security and email deliverability. The article concludes by offering the services of DuoCircle to assist with the DMARC deployment process, highlighting the complexity of implementation and the expertise required for successful setup.